exploring the ways Muslims are visible in Southeast Michigan. That's the goal of a project called Halal Metropolis. The exhibition's a project of the University of Michigan Dearborn's Center for Arab American Studies, and it is opening Friday in Detroit. And here with us is one of the three creators of Halal Metropolis, Razi Jaffrey. Good to see you. And I'm going to say see you back because you were with Stateside for a while as one of our production people, and it's good to see you.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
And we also welcome Tazeen Ayoub, who's founder of the Detroit chapter of GAMA, which means Gathering All Muslim Artists. It's an artist collective, and it's so good to see you here, too. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Razi, what are people going to see when they turn up starting this weekend at Indus Detroit?
Well, when people come to the exhibit, they're going to see artwork created by Muslim artists. Halal Metropolis is an exhibition series focusing on Muslim visibility in Southeast Michigan. So the other two co-creators of the project are Usman Khan, who is an artist, and he's the chair of the MFA at the University of Michigan Stamp School of Art and Design, and Professor Sally Howell, who's a historian at the University of Michigan Dearborn. So we did a call for submissions several months ago to Muslim artists. We knew that this exhibit was coming up. You know, we were going to launch it in the summer of 2019. And in order to have a fuller story about Muslims in the area, we wanted to have an open call for Muslim artists to submit work and to think about this idea of visibility and what it means to them. So we have artists from different backgrounds. We have performing artists, we have visual artists, photographers, and different types of artists that will have contributed work to this exhibit. Then the exhibit continues. It's a multi-part exhibit. So after that, we'll acquire and curate work from other Muslim artists in the area as well.
So it's going to be kind of ever-changing. And as we're going to explore a little bit later on, you're going to be kind of moving around with this exhibit. What did you learn as you explored the pieces that these artists submitted? What did that concept of visibility mean to people?
So when we talk about visibility, really, and connecting it to what it is to be a halal metropolis, and it's a region in which Muslims can live freely, practice their faith, contribute to society with all of their creative and entrepreneurial and all kinds of skills that they have. And Detroit in Southeast Michigan happens to be a place that we can describe as a halal metropolis. And some of the things that I can mention as examples in terms of what makes it a halal metropolis are the accommodations, the artifacts, the streetscapes, the signage, the architecture, the design, the food, the culture, all of which lead to this visibility. So visibility through all of these different elements. Those elements are created by Muslims, but sometimes those elements are also created by non-Muslims. So if you were to go to a Kroger's, or if you were to go to a Whole Foods or Meijer's or Home Depot, you would see signage in the stores congratulating people on Ramadan or wishing people a happy Eid. At Home Depot, you might find signs in Arabic. And so there are ways in which Muslims create this visibility through creating businesses that are accommodating and targeting the Muslim community, but then there are also businesses that are owned by non-Muslims, often big corporations, that are targeting the Muslim community as well. So in a way, they're participating in what we would call a halal marketplace, which is part of the larger halal metropolis.
And why did you want to put this on and put this all out there?
We wanted to bring this exhibit to life because it's one of the things that when we think about Muslims, when you think about immigrants, when we think about other ethnic or religious minorities, we tend not to think about their contributions. And I often tell people that with the Halal Metropolis, once you see it, you can't unsee it. You know, and so once you start thinking about these artifacts, the signage, the storefronts, it plants a seed in your head and you're able to see that, particularly in this case, our work is focusing on the Muslim community, but you see a presence, a visibility that's there and that is inseparable from the larger society in the area.
Tazeen, why did you want to be a part of this?
Well, I think it's such a great endeavor to showcase Muslim artists. You know, there's so many artists, especially in this area. He mentioned there's performing artists, visual artists, dancers, painters, you know, photographers, graphic designers. And it's great to be able to have a hub where people can come together and appreciate, you know, all of the creative expression that all these Muslims have from different backgrounds.
Which completely fits in with the mission of Gathering All Muslim Artists.
Exactly,
you've launched that. One of the goals, I know, is to take this exhibition to parts of the state, let's say like Howell, parts of Macomb County, where perhaps there's not as much exposure to Muslim American people and culture. So what would people who have a limited understanding or awareness of Muslim American culture be surprised to see?
Yeah, we wanted to go to places like Macomb County and Howell and possibly in the future other areas where there's not as much visibility for the Muslim community, or the visibility manifests itself in the form of Islamophobia or some other type of tension or discrimination. And so we wanted to go to these places to build bridges with the communities. And one of the surprising things that we experienced was, perhaps it's not so surprising, but the galleries that we worked with in Macomb County, the Anton Art Center, and in Howell Cleary University, was the response was very positive and very strong in terms of the galleries themselves wanting us to have the shows there. And so I think...
So you felt welcomed.
We felt very welcomed, yeah. And I think there's a twofold benefit to that. On the one side, I think particularly after the 2016 presidential election, there's this impression of places like Macomb County as unwelcoming to people like immigrants, and particularly Muslims. We also know of incidents of Islamophobia and tension that have taken place in these areas. But one of the things that's been surprising is how welcoming those communities have been to bring this programming there. And then on the other side, our hope is that the people that come and visit these exhibits will learn something new and go away with this idea of learning about who Muslims are, how diverse the community is. And then in addition to that, one step above that is the cultural contribution that Muslims have made and are currently making as well. The first show that we're exhibiting is actually an archival or historical show, which goes into the history of Muslims in Southeast Michigan, particularly in Detroit, and how that community started blossoming in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Deep roots, mm-hmm. And a lot of people are unfamiliar with that history. So we're hoping that people will learn about that diversity, but also that rich history that's there as well, which is, I would argue, inseparable from Michigan history and from American history.
And Tazeen, what pieces do you think would surprise members of the Muslim American community? Let's say they walk in and go, I didn't know that.
I think it's interesting. A lot of the Muslim American community members may not realize how deep-rooted Muslim art and expression is in this area and in this country. I'm a musician, so for me, blues and jazz is a huge part of my influence. And if you think of Pharoah Sanders, Ahmad Jamal, even John Coltrane, who was influenced by Muslim theology and Islamic theology, these are people who were shaping blues and jazz, which are American, you know, music genres. So I think that would be something for people to learn that, hey, we've been here. Muslims have been here for a very long time and have been shaping all sorts of different, you know, landscapes in America, including music and the arts.
If you've just joined us, we're talking with Razi Jaffrey and Tazeen Ayoub about Halal Metropolis. It is an artistic exploration of the many ways that Muslim culture has basically enriched public spaces and seen around Southeast Michigan. And to your point about being a musician, I'm wondering, what does that let you express, that music that you might not, Tazeen, otherwise be able to get out?
I think really music is an expression of what your emotions are. What is the emotional journey that you are on in this world? And sometimes words aren't enough. You know, the way that you strike a chord, the way that you put a melody together, the way that you put certain chords together and create a progression, they're going to spark something in you naturally. And we all have this intuitive, we have this intuition where we hear something and a note might sound correct. And if it's incorrect, we'll hear it and we'll notice it. You know, this is a part of all humans. And I think that it's a really great way to connect to one another.
To the point of what people are going to see starting this weekend at Indus Detroit, what are some of the pieces that really jumped out at you, Tazeen? Because you're part of this national initiative, GAMMA, about gathering all Muslim artists. What jumped out at you?
Right. Well, I haven't seen the pieces yet.
You haven't seen them.
So that's going to be a surprise. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. What about you, Razi? Do you have some special pieces that are very special to your heart?
Right now, I think the biggest thing that's really surprised me are the archival materials that we've been gathering over the last few months. News articles going back to the early 1900s, documents of incorporation for mosques and Muslim organizations, newsletters, articles where Muslims have appeared. You know, we have articles from the Detroit Free Press, the Detroit News, News, other newspapers from the area as well. And so those things for me are really exciting and fascinating because you get an idea of how Muslims were perceived and portrayed in the media. And so that's, to me, has been the most interesting thing for this first exhibit.
And what's your ultimate hope for both of you for Halal Metropolis?
Our hope for Halal Metropolis is really to build bridges between the Muslim community and the greater community that's around it, integrated with it. One of the things that, you know, when you think about the current climate around Islamophobia and anti-immigration and other issues that affect Muslims directly and indirectly, the way to solve these issues or to address these issues is through culture. It's not through politics, because what you're trying to do is change hearts and minds. And that's through cultural creation. It's not through policy. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to do, is by creating culture and by highlighting the cultural contributions of Muslims in the area, that it'll ultimately have an effect on creating a positive viewpoint of Muslims, but also an understanding of a sense of nuance and complexity of who Muslims are. And then ultimately, that will lead to peace building.
And Tazina, as I think of you launching this Detroit chapter of GAMA, Gathering All Muslim Artists, I suspect you can see places for your members to be able to show what they do as this exhibition moves around Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually how this came together. You know, myself and my husband, who are the co-directors of the Detroit chapter, were interested in gathering Muslim artists and giving them the opportunity to showcase their work. And Halal Metropolis had perfect opportunity for Muslim artists to be showcasing their work.
What kind of give us an idea of the kinds of art your members are creating?
Oh, God, there's so many different types of art. So we have musicians, we've got painters, we've got graphic designers, we've got videographers, we've got MCs, rappers, we have
poets and writers.
Poets, writers, someone who's writing comic books is part of the group, someone, foodies, culinary artists. It's all over the place.
So this is going to be, as this exhibition, as Halal Metropolis moves around Michigan, it's going to be changing, and if you see it one place, it may not be the same exhibition.
Different.
It will be different. And Tazine, you have brought your husband, Lou Fuki, here to perform a song. Before you do, talk to us a little about your music and then also about this song you're going to do for us.
Sure. So the type of music that we play is what we call Afro-spirit jazz music. It's a fusion of a bunch of different types of music, but at its heart, it is spirit music. It is music that is inspired divinely, that is inspired through the soul, and that is, its entire purpose is to just connect hearts.
That sounds great. Tell us about the song. What are we going to be hearing?
We are going to be playing a song called Luster. And Luster is a song that my husband and I first wrote together. It's the very first song that we wrote together before we got married. And it's a song that, on the surface level, it sounds like a very lustful, sensual type of song. But it's about the spiritual connection that we have as lovers for that which is beloved to us, that which is divine, that which is calling us to a greater calling.
Well, we'll take a listen now. This is Tazina Yoop and Lou Fuki.
Luster, you are mine. Stare into my eyes. I see through your soul. Call me your divine. Call me your divine.
That's a taste of the kinds of things we're going to be seeing in Halal Metropolis. It's really going to be very, very special. And you can find details on Halal Metropolis, including the exhibition locations and dates that go into the fall of 2020. So this is all planned out. Just go to halalmetropolis.org. Razi Jaffrey, who is one of the three co-creators, and Tazine Ayoub, founder of the Detroit chapter of Gathering All Muslim Artists, thank you for sharing your passion and your work with us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Judy this
That's Stateside for today. Lester Graham will be here with you tomorrow, and I will be back with you Monday. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thank you so much for listening.
Trace my life.